All right, while we wait on support, let me ad lib. One thing I wanted to mention was something about the test, which I forgot to bring again. I'll try to remember that Friday. But anyway, this is the last test before the withdrawal deadline. So since tests have the biggest effect on your score, you should right now make an assessment about whether or not you're going to stick in the class. And that's exactly what the, in case you haven't already been closely paying attention to your scores, that's exactly what the calculated scores that I post are for you to make that determination. So the ones that are called maximum possible score, minimum score required for a C, C plus, and so on. Projected final score, assuming 25% improvement. All of those things are not actually scores. Those are calculations, right? Well, the minimum score required, all those for the various grades, you want those things to be as low as possible. Because those are hurdles that you need to get over. You're used to thinking of scores hopefully being as high as possible. Those you want to be as low as possible. Because those are the scores that for each column or each row for you, that's the score that you need to get on everything that remains to be graded, everything else in the term, in order to get that corresponding letter grade for the final score. If you do that at least, then you're guaranteed that letter grade. Every time you exceed that number, when it gets recalculated and I enter a new score, that minimum required for that same letter grade will go down, which is what you want to happen, right? You want it to be as easy as possible to get that A or whatever you're trying for. But every time you give me an assignment, whether it's homework or a test or anything, that is lower than that minimum score required, it's going to be recalculated even higher. So before the deadline, which I think is early April, right, you should determine whether you think you realistically can get at least that high or higher a score on everything remaining, including the two tests, to get whatever grade you're wanting. Now, if it's a C, if you absolutely have to have a C, and that minimum score required for a C seems out of reach based on what you've done so far, then that's when you need to determine whether you should stay in or not. And the score that I calculate for doing 25% better than what you've done up to now is there just to show you that if that score is even lower than the minimum score required for a C, then that's pretty unrealistic to think that you can still get that C. Even though it's mathematically possible, that doesn't mean that it's going to be easy to do, because a 25% improvement is a hell of a big improvement that almost no one ever makes. So if you have to do even better than that to get the C, then you're probably fooling yourself. I don't want to force anyone out, but after the deadline, then you know that can hurt you a lot worse than if you take the W. It's not going to affect your grade point average. All right. Any questions on how all that works? Yeah.
I'd say thank you for showing us these numbers.
Oh well, I'm glad that at least some people are paying attention to them, because that's why they're there. So. Yeah, the maximum score also is instructive, right? If the maximum final score becomes less than what is the C 70, then that means a C becomes impossible, and that's why if that happens, minimum score required for a C no longer is even a number, right? It turns into the phrase "not possible." So if it's not possible, that means even if you got 100 on everything remaining, you would still be below the required score for that letter grade. The only thing this doesn't take into account, by the way, is the fact that I'm offering an optional retake. I do this in all my courses. Those of you who've had me in other courses know this. After we take the next test for the people who are still in the class, test 4 is the next to last. And so after that happens, because it won't make sense until you have all but one test remaining, which is the final, then I'll give you a link to an electronic form that you need to fill out if you exercise the option. And it will allow you to retake whichever test you scored lowest on of the first four. It won't be identical, but it'll be basically the same difficulty test, and it will be multiple choice as well. So when I do these forecast scores, minimum score required, blah, 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 all those don't take into account the possibility of actually improving one of those test scores. The math gets just too out of hand to try to do that. So even if it says not possible, it could still possibly be that you could get a C or whatever score or whatever grade we're talking about if you improve on the optional retake. But let me tell you something about the retake. Most people do just about the same on the retake as they do the first time around. Now, there's a couple reasons for this. One is that they really haven't increased their knowledge. Two is that when you take this retake, it's going to be on the day of the final. The moment you hand me the final, I'm going to give you the retake, assuming that you've given exercised the option. If you don't give me the electronic form that says you want to do it, then you won't be allowed to. But assuming you've done that, then I'm going to give it to you the moment you hand in the final. So on that day of the final, you're taking two tests, all right, back to back. I don't want you to study for the retake unless you have plenty of time during finals week and you've completely prepared for exam 5. And that's because exam 5 you get one shot at. Whatever you score on exam 5 the day of the final, that's you're stuck with that score. So that's the other reason people tend to retake them without preparing, and which is fine because it's a free shot. It cannot hurt you to take the retake. But they're just hoping that they do much better just by having been in the class longer. It can happen that there's improvements. I've seen even fairly drastic improvements. It's just pretty rare. So don't count on a big improvement. I'm giving you the chance to do that. But it's going to take work to do that. You're going to have to prepare fully for exam 5 and then somehow find time to prepare for the retake as well. Another thing I wanted to say is that you don't get to choose the retake. It's the one you score lowest on, right? The only way you get to choose is if you happen to have a tie for the lowest score. Like, say, exam 1 and exam 3 are both exactly the same lowest score of the four. In that case, then, you can choose which of those two lowest you want to retake. All right? Any other questions about that? Yeah?
Exam 5, is it a cumulative test?
No, exam 5 is not cumulative. It's called the final because it is the last test. It's during finals week. But it is only the material since exam 4. And so it's the same size chunk of information, basically, about 5 chapters or whatever, as we've been doing. But it's just that last part. Any other questions? Okay.